GOP lawmakers held multiple press conferences across the state to call on the governor not to veto the $82 billion budget. The two-year spending plan approved by the Republican-controlled legislature includes increases for K-12 schools, Medicaid, and the University of Wisconsin, but those increases are much smaller than those Evers proposed earlier this year. The governor has one of the most powerful veto pens in the country. He can eliminate specific words and numbers from the plan. He could also veto the entire bill. Speaking at one of those press conferences, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald urged the governor not to do that.
I think it would be a big mistake for Wisconsin, for him, for the legislature, if he vetoed the entire document.
Evers has asked for the budget to be delivered to his desk for action as soon as possible. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.